Welcome to How I Do Content. I'm your host, content strategist and coach, Taryn Bolt. I'm here to help you shine through all the content you create, and in doing so, turn your online community into raving fans and adoring clients who want to invest their hard-earned dollars in your offers. In this podcast, I'll be sharing all of my content creation spells that have helped me build a fully booked business and connect with my community, as well as support my clients to generate multi five-figure launches, grow sustainable businesses, and create a life they truly love, minus the content struggle. Even though I haven't received my official Hogwarts acceptance letter, I'm a self-confessed content wizard. So if you're ready to create your own magic content in a way that is simple, fun, and authentic to you, and that helps you show up consistently and attract, engage, and connect with your dream clients, then you're in the right place. It's so possible to feel confident, empowered, and inspired when it comes to creating content in your business. Let's do this together. Almost every single wizard I speak to is feeling more meh than magic when it comes to their marketing. As a collective, we're feeling like a bunch of soul-sucking dementors has swooped in and drained our creative spark. Add in the rise of the robots, aka ChatGPT, and plummeting reach and engagement on Instagram, it's not surprising that your creative spark is in the dungeon with the trolls. If your creative spark has gone MIA and you're simply going through the motions, today's episode of the How I Do Content podcast is for you. I'm about to share how you can reignite your creative spark so you can feel motivated to create marketing magic again. The purpose of this episode is to give you a little hit of inspo to shake shit up and get moving. Something easy, simple, and fun. So let's get your creativity flowing again. First things first, you're human, not a robot. So there will always be times when you don't feel as creative. You'll go through cycles where everything flows easily, and then cycles where you sit in front of a blank Google Doc with the cursor blinking offensively at you and willing the inspo to hit. It's not about eliminating these creative droughts. It's about learning how to reignite your creative spark and momentum quickly. It might be shocking to know, but I don't always wake up spitting magic. I often find myself feeling creatively challenged. But what I don't do is fall off the face of the earth or burn everything to the ground every time it happens. I just take it as a sign that I need to shift some energy. So how do I do this? Well, I focus on both inside my business and outside my business. So let's start with outside of my business. When I need to reignite my creative spark, I have a few strategies and tools in my wizarding trunk that I reach for time and time again. If I need a creative hit immediately because a deadline is looming, or I need to record a podcast episode ASAP to get to my podcast editor before he flies to Bali, true story, that's me right now, I either go for a drive or I have a shower. These are my two go-to creative idea generators. Simple, and they work every time. Cranking up the music as I work is another goodie. On high rotation right now is Beyoncé's new album, Cowboy Carter. I'm not joking when I say this album has altered my brain chemistry. Beyoncé is my forever creative inspo. I actually have a print on my wall that says, "What would Beyoncé do?" So I ask myself this question whenever I'm feeling creatively challenged, because she's actually a creative genius. But who is your Beyoncé? Someone who creatively inspires you? And what music gives you that spark? I also love to break up my workday with some reality TV. And before you say, "Taryn, reality TV is trash and rots your brain," well, that's kind of the point. In an online space where you're bombarded with marketing messages, and as a business owner, you're juggling a shitload of things, it's kind of nice to watch something and not use your brain. I consider reality TV as a bit of a palate cleanser for my brain. Don't knock it until you've tried it. In the same vein, I only read modern day romance books. I used to read only nonfiction and business books, but my brain needed a break from serious stuff. And now I exclusively read fiction. If it's not easy to read, I ain't reading it. Some other things I do outside of my business include taking a nap or making sure I'm getting enough sleep, which with a puppy is a challenge right now. I'm also moving my body and, of course, hugging Ned. I also need to add one of my greatest sources of creative inspo, which is obviously Harry Potter. So when in doubt, on goes one of the movies, usually Prisoner of Azkaban, and immediately I feel those creative sparks popping off. Now, you won't find me waking up early or meditating or surrounding myself with a whole lot of people to reignite my creative spark. Now, this doesn't mean it won't work for you. It just doesn't work for me. This is the whole point here. If you want to reignite your creative spark, I invite you to ask yourself what brings you joy and how can you do more of this so you can get the serotonin flowing once more. The more you focus on what brings you joy and doing it consistently, the more your creativity will continue to flow. Now on to inside of my business. So when I need to reignite my creative spark, there's certain business tasks I focus on. First and foremost, I always come back to my strategy. It guides me and gives me intention and purpose. The reason things feel chaotic and all over the shop is because you don't have a strategy or you don't stick to it. If I feel creatively drained, it's usually because I've started to focus on things outside of my strategy and outside of my control, primarily what other people are doing. There's nothing that kills your creativity faster than comparing yourself to someone else. So check in with your strategy, put those blinkers back on, and get back to work. Something I always do for a bit of a spark is to go back and look at past content I've created that I loved. So when you were feeling creative AF, what were you creating? And what's different to now? I usually find in these moments when I'm feeling meh about my marketing, it's because I'm trying to be someone I'm not or watering myself down to be more palatable for the Instagram crowd. My best content is when I go full wizard. So sometimes I need to be reminded that I already have that power within me. I just need to tap back into it. And this is why I repurpose a whole lot of my content. Good content will always be good content. And if it's still relevant to your ideal client, why wouldn't you post it again? The other thing to always come back to is, of course, your ideal clients. I regularly check in with what's happening in my community and use that as fuel for my creativity. What are the conversations happening in your DMs? What are the questions you're being asked on repeat? What content is popping off? What's happening in your ideal client's world? What do your testimonials say? What do your onboard or intake forms reveal? I guarantee you'll find some nuggets of gold if you take the time to look for them. Because at the end of the day, you're in business to serve these people, so they're also your greatest source of creative inspiration. Now, outside of my community and clients, I will also do a bit of intentional market research using ChatGPT, Pinterest, and TikTok. I will input what my ideal client might be searching for or what their current reality looks like and what they desire instead, and then I'll see what comes out. I usually find the content ideas ChatGPT spits out are pretty shit, but they can still give me an idea of what to do instead. I always do this kind of market research with intention and with my ideal client in mind, so I don't find myself doom scrolling or spending too much time here. The purpose is to spark some ideas. And finally, the ultimate hack to reignite my creative spark is to speak to my coach. It's like having a cheat code for business because you can plug into their creativity and their knowledge quickly and easily. I love spitballing creative ideas with my clients, and I do the same with my coach. So there you have it. Some simple ways to reignite your creative spark next time you find yourself in a creative funk. Now, if you're currently experiencing this in your business, for the love of dogs, please be kind to yourself. Give yourself some space and don't try and force anything, because in my experience, that rarely works. Sometimes you just need a little break and to cut yourself some slack. And that's it for today's episode of the How I Do Content podcast. As always, if you loved this episode, I'd be so grateful if you could hit that subscribe button and leave me a 5-star written review. And until next time, say hi to your dog for me.